how much of an impact a little thing can have on your life. I was reminded of this a week ago Friday when my cell phone died at our family skate and Christmas party. Right out there on the rink, I think the cold did it in. And you know, for that little thing, it cost me a lot of time and bother at a time of year I don't have a lot of time and a little too much bother. But I survived. Some of you have probably shared what that little thing can do to your life. Little things can make a huge difference, and I also don't need to tell that to anyone who has ever been a new parent. Welcome an infant into their home. And it's wonderful to hear new parents talk about their wonder, even if you've been through it before. It's good to hear it again and remind yourself what a miracle that is and what a responsibility. And this evening, of course, we remember one infant in particular who changed our world. But when you have young ones in your charge, it can be a great responsibility, for they have tender hearts and easily bruised egos. And tomorrow morning, you may have occasion to open a gift that you weren't quite expecting, one of those awkward gifts that you didn't really want. And it is no little thing to have a correct response to perhaps preserve the tender ego of a child or that of a well-meaning spouse. So I have a few lines here for you that you might take note of. Just little lines that could make a very great difference at the family tree tomorrow morning. First one, and you can say these after me if you like. Hey, there's a gift. All right, try this one. Well, 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 look at that. Okay, well, I'm not going to do 10. Wow. I hope this never catches fire. Or close to it. Wow, if the dog buries this, I'll be furious. I think this one could be very useful. I love it, but I fear the jealousy it will inspire. Or it's perfect, but sadly tomorrow I enter the Federal Witness Protection Program. Two more. Oh, how sad to think I got this the year I vowed to give all my gifts to charity. And the last one, and it is probably true, I really don't deserve this. Those little lines could save someone's tender heart tomorrow morning. But speaking of tender hearts, you know, if little things can make a huge difference, becoming little can make an even greater difference. I thought of this past October when I attended a celebration for our family who were once Syrian refugees but are now establishing themselves in Canada. It was to celebrate the fact that they had managed to endure 1 year here, and it was a great occasion. But in talking to the father of that family, I experienced a gift and a revelation I hadn't been expecting at that time. You know, they had been or lived in a place called Malula in Syria, which is a Christian village where they still speak Aramaic, the language of Jesus. And in that village, this was a man who was a father and well respected in his church and in his community and in his business. He was, as he said to me that evening, I was an engineer. I owned my own business. I was prosperous. I had two junior engineers working under me. And when I came here, I had to become a baby. I couldn't clothe myself. I couldn't feed myself. I had to learn how to speak a language. I had to go to school again. I didn't feel like a man anymore. Now, he said this with a smile, but his eyes were full of feeling. And I put my hand on his arm, and I said, I don't think I've ever heard of anything more courageous. I've never heard of a more grown-up thing to do than to become a baby, to leave everything behind, to leave your dignity, your status, your income, to leave everything behind for the sake of saving your family. And I congratulated him on his strength as a man and a father and an adult. And I thought, that's Christmas. The eternal God, who did not count equality with God as something to be clung to, but emptied himself and became a slave, being born in human likeness. And being in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. The one who was all glory became a little thing, so that all God's children might be delivered from death and sin and fear and loneliness. The one who was everything became nothing, so that we might know that God is with us and for us, and we are not alone. I cannot think of a greater act of love. And it's for you and me, for that Syrian family, and for those who drove them out of their homes in Malula. Now, tomorrow morning, as well as using some wise lines on occasion, I anticipate and hope that some of you are going to get down on the floor with a grandchild or a child, or maybe your dog or cat, and play so that they might know you are with them. And they are not alone. That's no little thing. May you know a great love. Merry Christmas.